opposition to the Trump administration dominated the conversation at Massachusetts U.S. Senator Ed Markey's town hall in Pittsfield Sunday. Western Massachusetts State Senator Adam Hines tells WAMC it's more important than ever to have the state's federal delegation meet with residents. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren held a town hall in Pittsfield in July, ditto for Congressman Richard Neal of the 1st House District in September.
You know, we have a lot of challenges coming at us from the federal level, big discussions around tax reform, health care, and to have a voice there with us is great.
Sunday's town hall with Senator Markey, also a Democrat, was hosted by the Four Freedoms Coalition and the Berkshire Brigades, the county's Democratic Party. More than 400 people packed Barrington Stage Company. Markey didn't pull a punch when describing Washington during the first year of the Trump presidency, saying Americans have
post-Trump stress syndrome.
At the top of the list was the ongoing investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election, one day before former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort turned himself into authorities.
We have to make sure that every day we hit that piñata of Manafort and Flynn and all of them until all the information spills out onto the streets of our country so that every American can know what happened in our election last year. And I am not going to stop until every single fact is out there.
Markey is also critical of the Republican tax overhaul plan.
The Republicans intend on giving a tax break to the upper one percentile in our country. Their tax rate goes 80% to the upper one percentile. Now, how are they going to pay for it?
Markey points to estimates that the tax plan could add $2 trillion to the national deficit. He says Republicans would strip Medicare and Medicaid funding by $470 billion and $1 trillion, respectively.
In other words, what their plan is, it's to pay for a tax break for the upper one percentile. Can we all agree they don't need any help in paying their health care bills? And they're going to pay for that tax break by cutting the health care for the other 80%. And so there couldn't be a more immoral proposal.
Markey says the GOP has taken a similar approach during its many attempts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act.
They harbor an ancient animosity towards these programs, from Social Security through Medicare, Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act. And what they want to do is to leave them as debt-soaked relics of what they are. Today.
Markey says the federal emergency declaration concerning the nation's opioid epidemic is pointless without additional funding.
They don't intend on spending more money on this issue. And here's what we know. Bottom line, a vision without funding is an hallucination.
Overdose deaths in Massachusetts are on the decline for the first time in 15 years, according to Republican Governor Charlie Baker's administration. Even still, more than 1,000 have died so far this year. Markey is also haunted by President Trump's ongoing dispute with North Korea.
This is a very dangerous situation. The president has the nuclear code walking around with him on a daily basis.
Markey is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee subcommittee on East Asia, the Pacific, and international cybersecurity policy. He went to South Korea in August.
And it was very clear in our conversations with with President Moon in South Korea, in his own words, that we cannot fight a second Korean War.
Markey also touted the growth of renewable energy jobs nationwide, despite saying the Trump administration is, quote, in denial over climate change. And he expects a showdown in Congress over DACA-related legislation soon. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.